Iceland City.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's told Washington he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. He's vowing to press ahead with the offensive in Gaza until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. The U.S. has called on Israel to scale back its offensive and said establishment of a Palestinian state should be part of the day after. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security. And the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
A fifth U.S. strike against Houthi rebels in Yemen. President Biden.
Are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes.
Pakistan launched airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran, killing at least nine. Retaliation for a similar Iranian attack inside its territory 2 days earlier. A Justice Department report describes cascading failures in the law enforcement response to the May 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Sagar Magani has details.
The 600-page report is the most comprehensive federal accounting yet of the botched response to Uvalde's Robb Elementary, where 19 kids and two staff members were killed. The report says responding officers demonstrated no urgency in setting up a command post and failed to treat the killings as an active shooter situation, never entering the classroom where the shooting happened. Texas lawmakers had already blasted law enforcement for failing to prioritize innocent lives over their own safety. Local prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into the police response. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Congress has sent President Biden a short-term spending bill that would fund federal agencies into March. And Hunter Biden has agreed to appear for a private deposition before the House Oversight Committee, ending months of defiance. This is AP News. Jobless claims dropped last week, and mortgage rates have eased, the 30-year at 6.6%. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Wall Street bounced back to recoup almost all the losses it suffered earlier in the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Thursday. That followed back-to-back drops that kicked off this holiday-shortened week. The Dow rose 201 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.3%. Big tech stocks led the way, including Apple, which flipped its loss for the week so far into a gain. Chip companies also did well after the Taiwan-based chipmaker TSMC gave a better-than-expected revenue forecast. Broadcom rose more than 3%. NVIDIA added almost 2%. Treasury yields were mixed and holding steadier after jumping earlier in the week. That helped ease the pressure on the stock market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's news this evening is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Grand, and Richland counties will be in effect from 3 a.m. Friday to 9 a.m. For tonight, cloudy, light snow likely this evening to a few hours past midnight. Could see anywhere between a half inch to an inch and a half. Lows of one below. And north winds 5 to 15. Friday, partly cloudy, highs of 11. It's 12 degrees.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Assembly has approved a bill that would guarantee parents the right to determine their children's pronouns at school. The Republican-authored measure would guarantee parents a host of rights, including the right to determine their children's pronouns, receive notice of any surveys or evaluations that would reveal their or their children's political leanings, sexual behavior, or illegal behavior, and receive notice of any discussions of gender identity, sexual orientation, and racism. Parents could legally pull their child out of any class that conflicts with their personal convictions. The Assembly passed the bill 62-35 today, sending it to the Senate. At the Capitol, lawmakers are unveiling a new investment plan for new parents. Using existing funds, the WISKIDS legislation will start a 529 account and invest $25 for every child born or adopted in Wisconsin. Representatives Evan Goyke and John Mako introduced the plan.
The dollars invested in the WISKIDS account will be used for the same purposes and allowed expenses as the 529 program.
It's a pooled account with individuals as having sub-accounts.
Mako says they hope to have it on the fast track.
We felt we wanted to get it out right away, so we are hopeful that we still get this done yet this session.
Kids in Wisconsin would have to take a half credit of civics in order to graduate from high school under a bill in the legislature. Representative Amanda Nedweski says she's surprised by how many people don't know how government works.
People don't even know what the county board is. They often don't know at all, as you all know, who their legislator is. It's becoming more and more apparent that we have a misunderstanding of how things work.
Cursive writing would also be required to be taught in Wisconsin schools. The author is Representative Paul Melotech. He says knowing how to write longhand is a benefit to kids.
There's a thought that this is not, it's old-fashioned, it's not something that's needed because nobody writes anymore, you know. So I understand the logic of that, but I don't, you know, I don't agree. I think there's beneficial to cursive.
The bill's got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. An effort to impeach Wisconsin's Elections Administrator Megan Wolf is going nowhere. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August is dismissive of the effort by Representative Janelle Branchin.
We have a process that has been utilized in this building for decades of how to bring a bill or a resolution to the floor. And that's the process that we'll continue to use. If she has the support to move the resolution forward, she can do so. But the fact is, she doesn't.
Today, August accused Branchin of grifting and making a big show for the cameras. Earlier this week, Branchin was ruled out of order when she tried to force a vote on her resolution to remove Wolf, which has only 5 co-sponsors. State senators approved legislation Tuesday regarding naked bike ride events in Wisconsin. One of the bills addressing the matter would prohibit minors from being brought to an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose intimate parts in a public area. That bill would also prohibit anyone from taking photos of a child at this variety of event if nudity is evident, unless it is taken to report it to law enforcement. Violators could face a $10,000 fine or 9 months in jail. The legislation was initiated after numerous complaints were filed over a 10-year-old Madison girl reportedly participating in a naked bike ride. All Senate Republicans and one Democrat voted in favor of the proposal. A group of Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would prohibit hunters in northern Wisconsin from killing antlerless deer in an attempt to preserve does and regrow the region's herd. Hunters killed 14.7% fewer bucks in the state's northern forest hunting zone during November's 9-day gun season compared to the 5-year average. The doe harvest in the zone was down 27.2%. Under the bill introduced Wednesday, hunters in the zone would be prohibited from killing antlerless deer for the next 4 years. The group of lawmakers is seeking co-sponsors for the bill. They said in a memo they want future generations to be able to enjoy the tradition of hunting in northern Wisconsin. If you're looking to file your taxes early this year, be sure you're doing it correctly. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the agency will start processing returns at the end of the month.
A lot of people, you know, like to file their tax return early. But the more important thing to remember is to file your taxes when you have all the paperwork together and can file a complete and accurate tax return.
Miller says e-filing sites and tax preparers can already start working on your taxes and hold them until the IRS formally opens filing season on January 29th. Find out more online at irs.gov. The Department of Workforce Development is reminding state residents who received unemployment insurance benefits last year that they must report UI benefits as taxable income on their 2023 tax returns and that their 1099-G income tax statements for the year are easily accessible through UI's secure and confidential online system. Unemployment benefits are considered taxable income for both federal and state income taxes, and the 1099-G form shows the amount of UI benefits a claimant received during the previous year. To access 1099-G tax statements, claimants can go to the 1099-G tax information page and then follow a few easy steps to obtain an electronic copy of their 2023 benefit payment records. In response to customer service trends toward the convenience of online self-service, claimants who have logged onto UI's claimant portal are being notified their 1099-G statements for 2023 will be accessible online and that they should not expect to be mailed paper copies. Claimants who have been granted a long-term exception to using online services will receive their 1099-G statements by mail. DWD will continue to mail copies upon request. The Richland Hospital and Clinics continues to expand its urgent care services, adding another full-time provider last month. The clinic is now open for walk-ins 7 days a week, and the demand for services continues to increase. Over the Christmas weekend, the hospital's urgent care saw a record number of patients. Becky Malco, APNP, was the organization's most recent hire, the fourth to join the team this year. Andrea Cherry, PAC, Jakob Elias, MD, and Karen Sinnott, APNP, all joined the urgent care team earlier in the year. Marcia Olive, APNP, also works in the clinic. Two juveniles ages 12 and 16 from North Freedom have been referred to the juvenile court in connection to recent acts involving entry to unlocked vehicles, thefts, and the theft of a motor vehicle in the village of North Freedom. Working off a tip from a citizen, Sauk County Sheriff's deputies were able to locate and identify the juveniles after they attempted to enter the citizens' vehicles. During a search of the juvenile's residence, detectives located items taken during a theft from an unlocked vehicle on Christmas Eve and the theft of the motor vehicle on January 13th. This investigation is ongoing, and additional referrals to juvenile court are anticipated. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reminds residents to lock vehicles while unattended and report any suspicious activity or persons to the sheriff's office. If you have any information about this or any crime, you can contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285. Planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace will begin this evening. Walk Chair June Nee invites all those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. If you or someone you know may be interested in helping out, please join the meeting or let June know. The meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank. A former Madison strip club has a new life as a neighborhood grocery store. Go-O Grocery opened its doors this weekend on Madison's east side in the building that used to be Vision Strip Club. The store is selling grocery staples, but also West African and Hmong fare. Owner Samba Baldell received around $1.3 million from the city to refurbish the property, which also has several low-income apartments on the second floor. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Virgil Cosgrove of Richland Center on ticket number 342.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Today is Thursday, January 18th. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died January 9th after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township. Eugene M. Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday, January 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Eugene M. Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They bring the authentic taste of Latin cuisine right to your plate. If you're in the mood for grilled steak, pork, or chicken, season with Nicaraguan style. You'll find it here. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center, where every bite takes you on a flavorful journey. Now offering gift cards.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's still chilly across the area. It's going to stay that way for the next couple of days as a reinforcing shot of cold air moves in. Also, some snow moving through the region early tonight. That'll be a little bit heavier just south of us through Iowa and Illinois with a disturbance passing by. That area could see 2 or 3 inches. Around our neck of the woods, probably a good inch or so. Maybe some of the southern areas getting up to 2 inches in Grant and Iowa counties. Otherwise, just be careful traveling later this evening and overnight. The roads will likely be snow-covered and slippery. That'll be gone by tomorrow. We should see a little sun developing as high pressure works in and some of that sunshine sticking around for the weekend. Much warmer air will flow into the region by early next week as a Pacific air mass flows across the country and the Arctic air retreats up in the northeastern Canada. We'll also have a weather system coming in Monday night and Tuesday, likely to bring us some messy precipitation. Could be another system toward Thursday or Friday of next week. Here's that forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, light snow likely. That could extend up through a few hours past midnight. The amounts ranging from about a half inch in the northern part of the area to 1 to 2 inches far south. Low temperature near 1 below 0. North and northwest wind at 5 to 15. We do have a wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from Friday morning at 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. for wind chills as low as 20 to 25 below. Now throughout tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 11, northwest wind 10 to 15. Friday night, just a few clouds and very chilly, low 5 below 0. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, high of 10. Sunday, partly cloudy, turning breezy, low 5 below, high near 20. Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 15 with a high of 32. Chance of light snow late Monday night. Tuesday cloudy with snow and wintry mix likely, high mid-30s. Next Wednesday mostly cloudy, high 37. Have a great night out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It is a cloudy 12 degrees, 14 being our high today, while our morning low is 2 below. Yesterday, we had a high of 16 and no precipitation. Record high for this day, a 53 set in 1981, while a record low, 35 below, was set in 1994. Last year on this date, our high was 36 and our low 31. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:29. No precipitation yet, but the barometer's still heading upwards. It's at 30.8, and east winds are at 2. Again, it's 12 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO's evening sports report is brought to you by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. As Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school sports schedule.
The area schedule this evening has Cooley Christian playing at Weston and area boys basketball. Ithaca is at Seneca, Cassville at DeSoto, Wautoma at Mauston, Nisida at Waniwak Center, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Royal at Hillsboro, Cashton at Bangor. Wisconsin Dells travels to Nacoosa, Westby at Kickapoo, and North Crawford is at Southwestern. In area girls basketball, Schulzburg at Potosi, Cassville, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Darlington is at Riverdale, and Southwestern at Boscobel, Baraboo at Portage, River Ridge at Belmont. Wazika Steuben is at North Crawford. And in the Southwest Conference girls basketball race, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and River Valley is at Richland Center. I asked Richland Center girls coach Alec Adsett about the matchup.
Yeah, Valley shot really good from the three-point line to start out. And, you know, they got out to like a 20, I think it was a 23-2 lead, and we just couldn't fully recover. The second half we did play better. I think we scored 17, or we might have even outscored them, like 24-17, something like that. But we just got off to a slow start. So if we can get a hand on their three-point shooters, I think we'll have a chance.
River Valley is coached by Daryl Parrish.
We told the girls they have to come out fast and then don't take the foot off the pedal, and see what we can do and see if we can duplicate what we did last time.
River Valley coach Daryl Parrish, his team defeated Richland Center last time around. This is the second time in the conference, and we have it for you tonight, beginning with the pregame time around 7:15. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show kicks off our coverage on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Too many turnovers and a defensive effort not like normal both contributed to the loss at Penn State earlier in the week. Indiana and Wisconsin meet tonight at 7:30 in a Big Ten conference game that both sides need to win. The Badgers and Hoosiers are both coming off defeats. The last time the two teams met, Coach Greg Gard's team was shut down 63-45 in Bloomington. The Badgers were playing that game without leading scorer Tyler Wall. The Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers are set to meet for the record-setting 10th time in the postseason, with the Niners winning 5 of the previous 9 matchups. The 7th-seeded Packers earned a spot in the divisional round by defeating Dallas last week. The 49ers earned the top seed in the NFC North playoffs and had a first-round bye. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love looks to follow up last week's 3-touchdown game with another strong performance. San Francisco gets star running back Christian McCaffrey back this week after missing one game with a calf injury. And former Wisconsin football player Terrence Floyd has died in Florida. The circumstances of his death have not yet been announced. Floyd was a defensive back with the Badgers program between 2012 and 2015. He came to Madison as a 3-star prospect from his Florida home. Floyd graduated in 2015 and returned to Florida to become an elementary school teacher. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
All during the month of January, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society and All About Pets is offering tips on what you can do to keep both you and your pets safe and warm during Wisconsin's cold winter months. First, just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that you and your pet need to become couch potatoes. Keep both yourself and your pet as active as possible, both indoors and out. Second, winter is not the time to shave your dog or cat. However, matted hair allows cold air to reach your pet's skin. So carefully and gently comb out or cut clumped hair or seek the help of a professional groomer. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Hogs were mixed Thursday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Steinhaus yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying. It was an up and down day with another round of new lows for the move as beans watched development weather and early harvest activity in South America. Yields are generally poor in Brazil, while conditions in Argentina remain much more favorable than a year ago. March beans were up 7 3/4 at 12.13 and a half. May was 6 higher at 12.24 and a quarter. March bean meal was up $2.60 at 361.30. March soybean oil was 8 points lower at 47.62. Corn was up modestly, also seeing a slight bounce after making new lows, also watching conditions in South America. Stateside, export demand for U.S. corn has improved, and ethanol demand remains solid, even if margins have gone into negative territory. March corn was up 1 3/4 at 454, and May was 1 1/4 higher at 455. And wheat was higher on short covering and technical buying, watching weather ahead of another round of bitterly cold conditions, potentially causing winter kill in some key growing areas. That should be followed, though, by a warmer, wetter pattern in much of the region. March Chicago was up 3 at 585 and a half. March Kansas City was 11 1/4 higher at 605 and a quarter. March Minneapolis was 7 3/4 higher at 688. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of widespread direct business and Friday's cattle on feeder port. I'll have more on cash livestock in just a moment. February live was up 172 at 174.82, and April was 202 higher at 177.65. March feeders were up 277 at 232.55. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads. February lean was 35 cents lower on Thursday at 71.10. The April contract was 47 higher at 78.45. I've got that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Office. Direct cash cattle markets were quiet Thursday, so it looks like widespread trade will wait until Friday. Asking prices were 174 to 175 on the live basis in the south, nothing in the north, with bids at 273 to 275 dressed in the north with nothing in the south. Choice box beef is down $2.16 at $296.29, and select was up 74 at $283.76 on heavy movement. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was up 1,000 on the week and 1,700 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed higher with light negotiated movement. National direct was up 97 cents with a weighted average of 48.04. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up 90, also at 48.04. And the Western Corn Belt was 81 cents higher, also at $48.04. Midwest butcher markets were steady at 36. Pork was up 77 cents at the close at 88.73. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was 10,000 more than last week and 54,000 above last year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from TimSec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Snowy Day Auction, we had a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $245 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for more online auctions to come at TimSecAuctionRealty.com or call us 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. This could be the time to lock in propane supplies for 2024. During this week's MinAg Expo, Brownfield spoke with Central Farm Services Eric Hopp about propane supplies.
Definitely at the local level here, we figure we probably missed at least one turn on propane tanks now with the mild winter, which is great for the consumer.
More news next on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
A third-generation grower says the Security and Exchange Commission's proposed rule on climate disclosures does not consider the costs that will be placed on farmers. Bill Schultz with Schultz Fruit Ridge Farms in southwest Michigan testified Thursday before a House subcommittee about the potential impacts.
Weather events or plant pests and diseases create hurdles year to year that would deeply complicate the reporting process, and it is clear that the SEC did not account for these complexities and nuances of farms when writing this rule.
He says many farms do not have the resources or legal support to become compliant, and the proposal would likely drive more consolidation in the industry. And ethanol stocks have grown for seven consecutive weeks. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the domestic supply swelled to 25.7 million barrels last week, the largest since late March of last year, and up 1.3 million on the week. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Understanding your soil test analysis. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Higher yields and a positive ROI starts with proper nutrition. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with AgroLiquid says that all begins with a soil test analysis. More coming up on Brownfield's Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, says a soil test serves as a baseline for a producer's crop nutrition program.
It's going to give you what you need or what you may not need in a fertility program. And I kind of align that with a blood test for a human. You know, we go to the doctor, they get blood tests. They just make sure everything in your body is in balance. And if it's not, then they might say you need to, you know, change your diet, or you may go on, you know, some kind of medication to help put that back in balance. A soil test is doing the exact same thing for your soil, which is ultimately going to support the health of that crop. And so it's going to look and see, you know, what's out of balance? Where can we make some amendments or adjustments to get it back in balance? Or where do we add some different fertility nutrients to our crop program so we can make sure we have enough food out there to feed that crop?
Zelenko says fertile soil does not always mean higher yields. She talks about the best times of the year to conduct soil tests.
Soil testing to me needs to be done relatively frequently. I like to see every 2 to 3 years. And I'm not picky. I don't care if you grid sample or zone sample, whatever works best for your farming operation and how you're going to manage those nutrients afterwards. As far as timing, you know, fall sampling, spring sampling, or even summer, like maybe after a wheat program, all of those, you know, are going to provide you good data. I just like to be consistent. So if you're going to sample in the fall, sample in the fall. If you're going to sample in the spring, sample in the spring. Nutrients cycle over time. And so you can get a better picture of long-term changes if you're sampling at the same time of year, utilizing the same methods. So soil depth, same soil testing lab extractions, just helps you compare from season to season a little easier.
Zelenko suggests working with a trusted expert to determine best management practices.
Soil tests, again, are a page full of dozens of numbers. And farmers deal with a lot of things beyond crop fertility. You know, they're dealing with management of people. They're dealing with their seed program, their crop protection program. They're dealing with many aspects on a daily basis. And so they're fertility experts, but only for a certain percentage of their day. Where if you work with a crop nutrition expert, AgriLiquid's sales team, their agronomy team have a lot of experience. We deal with fertility every single day of our lives.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgriLiquid.
Well, just about 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, as we mentioned that we will have high school sports on the air. But right now, after a high briefly at 14, we're at 12 degrees. Hearing from George Strait and the weight of the badge.
It's gonna be a long one. Another graveyard shift as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words, and lays his life tempered strength is always tough, but he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. Not that long ago he woke up in the hospital with his wife and kids praying by his bed. He said, I'm gonna be alright, there's just sometimes you gotta fight. And the truth is, nothing truer could be said. I do it for us, and I do it for them, and I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge.
fast. No, we ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the band.
Yeah, we're doing things a little different round here.
Different round here on Country and Community, WRCO. Free milk and cheese will be available at Park Street Christian Church Saturday at 9:30. They ask that you use the Seminary Street door. There will also be free baby items, including diapers, at the Lamb's Closet located at Park Street Christian Church at the Park Street entrance. Here's Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. The sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's
from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away.
Son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son.
eyes, she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get